Ride along each week as we share proven strategies to strengthen your business, energize your team, and create the business success you've been dreaming about. And now, here's your host, Rich Allen.
Are you satisfied with your level of success? Welcome to the Ultimate Business Tune-Up Podcast, where our one and only goal is to help you tune up your business so you can have the long-lasting success and fulfillment that comes from owning a solid, profitable, and sustainable business. Each week, we dive deep into a single topic related to improving your business, improving your team engagement, or improving your relationship with your customers. This week, rather than doing a deep dive into a very specific topic, I'd like to change it up a bit and talk about something more conceptual: success. I know it may not seem consistent with what I declare in my intro each and every week. I specifically say that each week we're going to dive deep into a single topic. Well, today I am going to limit our discussion to a single topic. It just happens that this single topic is very broad and very hard to define. But it is exactly what we're all striving to achieve: success. The challenge with this subject is that the definition of success is different for each of us. You may see success as growing your business to over $10 million in annual revenues. You may see your success as opening 50 franchise units across the country. You may see success as owning the business but not having to work in the business every day. You may see success as being able to afford the lifestyle that you've been dreaming of for years. Or you may see success as comfortably watching your family grow up after having sold your business and having the financial security you've always dreamed of. We all have a different definition, which makes it a bit challenging, not to mention quite boastful, for me to suggest that I could define the roadmap for getting to your definition of success. So I'm not going to give you a step-by-step guide, as I often do as we discuss the different topics we cover here. Instead, I want to share with you some thoughts and concepts that I think may be helpful to you as you think about what it will take to achieve the success that you are striving for. So as we start this journey today, let me remind you of the question I want you to have front of mind. Are you satisfied with your level of success? Because if you are already satisfied with the success you've achieved, whatever that is for you, then you can probably save a few minutes and skip right past this episode. On the other hand, if you believe there's yet another level of success, or you have yet to achieve the goals that represent success in your eyes, then this may be worth your time and attention. I'll start with a quote from someone I respect and admire for the success that they have achieved: Dr. Nito Cobain, president of High Point University in High Point, North Carolina. I'll spare you the background and details on Dr. Cobain, except to remind you that he's the primary reason why our youngest daughter attended HPU for her undergraduate studies. He was the visionary leader who transformed a small, sleepy college into a powerful institution that focuses on God, country, and family values. In today's world of ultra-liberal college campuses, HPU is a beacon of hope and encouragement for students and families who value these core principles. And they owe it all to Dr. Cobain. Anyway, he recently said, "If you want to reach success in every area of your life, the most important asset you can have is a faithfully optimistic, winning attitude." Let me repeat that, because it's a powerful statement of truth. If you want to reach success in every area of your life, the most important asset you can have is a faithfully optimistic, winning attitude. It's hard to argue that the idea of success only happens when someone is faithfully optimistic with a winning attitude. Think about those around you who you would see as being successful. Are they faithfully optimistic? or are they consistently pessimistic? Do they see the glass as half full, or do they see it as half empty? Do they have a winning attitude, or are they complacent and okay with just participating? Do they work hard for their results, or are they just going through the motions? Chances are you probably don't know many, if any, people who are successful who do not possess this positive mindset, which makes me want to pause for just a minute and ask, what's your mindset? Do you have room for improvement in this area? Could this be part of what's holding you back from the success you're seeking? It's certainly worth taking a minute to reflect, assess, and perhaps make some minor adjustments in how you're approaching every area of your life. As I was preparing for this particular podcast, it just so happened that I came across a social media post related to success. This seems to happen all the time. Not sure if it happens to you, but my bet it does. Where you find yourself thinking about a specific topic or issue, and things just show up related to it. I know it's my reticular activating system, my RAS, kicking in. As soon as I start thinking about something, I start tuning into anything that relates to the subject. That's what happened earlier this week when I was getting ready to record this podcast episode. On a side note, it makes me wonder what would happen if I thought about my big goals more specifically and more deliberately. Would I unconsciously tune in to things around me that relate to or may even help me achieve those big goals? It's certainly worth some consideration. Anyway, the social media post that I saw was an acrostic for the word success. Most times I think acrostics are a bit hokey, but as this caught my attention and I read it in detail, it seemed to be exactly what I was looking for. Are you ready for the acrostic for success? You may have seen this post, or you may have some ideas of your own, but let me share with you how this one goes, and let's see how it might apply to your situation. S stands for see your goal. The first step in achieving success being the idea that if you want to be successful, you first have to be able to define what success looks like to you. Seeing it means you can visualize it in your mind's eye. You know what it looks like. You can describe it like describing your favorite vacation spot. Have you defined your goal with crystal clear clarity? U stands for understand the obstacles. Once you know what the goal looks like, have you written out all the things that stand in between where you are today and where you want to be in the future? If you haven't yet, go back and listen to the podcast episode I did on September 8th, where I discussed this very topic. I outlined a simple 4-step process for doing this very thing. C stands for create a positive mental picture. This takes me right back to the quote I shared earlier from Dr. Cobain. The third step in creating the success we want is to approach our obstacles and challenges with unrelenting optimism and positivity. Essentially, having a can-do attitude no matter what. The second C stands for clear your mind of self-doubt. Clearly, this is related to the first C, but it is a little different. You've heard of people having imposter syndrome, meaning they doubt whether they have what it takes to achieve the results and success they so deeply desire. We've got to drop this stinking thinking and approach what we're doing with self-confidence. As I've heard many times, the biggest gap between where we are today and where we want to be in the future is the space between our own two ears. We must overcome this. E stands for embrace the challenge. No one said this was going to be easy. It never is. If you've read any biographies of people who have achieved great things, you know that not one of them had an easy road to their success. I'm currently reading the biography of Sam Walton of Walmart fame with my wife, and I'm fascinated by the challenges, struggles, and near failures that he had to overcome on his way to becoming an overnight success. Sam Walton's just one of many, and you are too. Yes, it'll be hard, but you can muster the endurance to stay in the race and make it to the finish line. S is for stay on track, which implies you need to have a plan if you're going to achieve the success you've dreamed about. Without a plan, you don't know whether you're on track or not. And your plan doesn't need to be complicated. I'm pretty simple-minded and think of it this way. If I have a big goal that I want to achieve in 10 years, then all I need to do is dial that back to where I would need to be in 5 years to be on track to achieve it. Then dial back the 5-year targets to 3 years, 2 years, and 1 year from now to make sure I've got a good chance of being successful without having to throw a Hail Mary pass in year 8 or 9 in order to hit my big goal. You can do the same, and if you want to achieve success, you must make a plan. And the final S stands for show the world you can do it. This is the motivation for all of us, to achieve success as we see it, and then be able to stand back proudly and enjoy the fruits of our hard work and efforts. I've seen many others who are so determined to make it happen that they document their journey to their ultimate success goal and then publish it as a way to inspire others. That may be something that you would enjoy. Or if you're more content to keep it private, that's fine too. But remember to think about others who were as uncertain as you were when you started your journey. Giving them the hope and encouragement that they can do it too is a big deal. I think that's what this last letter represents. So there you have it, success in an acrostic that hopefully inspires you to do what's necessary to achieve your big goals and dreams. I sincerely hope you find this helpful and inspiring. As always, if you have specific questions or would like to bounce around some thoughts on this topic, please don't hesitate to reach out and ask. Achieving success at any level is much harder to do on your own. We all need others to come beside us, encourage us, lift us up, and be our cheering squad. I'd be honored to join you on your journey if I can help in any way. And share this podcast episode with your fellow business owners. We all suffer from imposter syndrome from time to time. They may need to hear this message more than you can ever imagine. Thanks for doing them this favor. Thanks for joining me today. Be sure to tune in next week when we're going to discuss mastering your time. You won't want to miss it. Meanwhile, if you have a question, suggestion, or would simply like to connect, shoot me an email at rich@tourtoprofit.com. Now go make it a great week, and whatever you do, ride hard.
Thank you for listening to the Ultimate Business Tune-Up. Make sure you subscribe so you don't miss any future episodes. In the meantime, find more resources at tourtoprofit.com and connect with Rich by sending a message to rich@tourtoprofit.com. Until next time, ride hard.